I'm Jamisha Millard, and I took the time to follow up with Ifra Yusuf, the incoming chair of the Justice for Abdi Rahman Abdi Coalition, on how the community feels about the verdict in the trial for Abdi Rahman Abdi's murder. Not only did we speak about the community's thoughts, we spoke on the five demands that the coalition has for our city. So, how do you think the community is feeling about the acquittal? Do you think this was anticipated?
So, I can definitely say that the community is outraged, disappointed, disheartened, and honestly just heartbroken for the family of Abdi Rahman. Justice wasn't served for him last Tuesday, so we can definitely feel a lot of pain and anguish from that.
And I know you can't speak for the family, but what did the lawyer say about the family's reaction when the verdict was announced?
The lawyer stated that the family was devastated. So we can definitely tell that there's a lot of pain and once again anguish from the family, which is also reflected from the community.
And aside from the lawsuit, what's next for the coalition and the family? And what does the future hold?
Yeah, so right now we're really focusing on demanding change and reform within our policing system to ensure that what happened to Abdi Rahman Abdi doesn't happen to anyone else again in the city. So we're really working on pushing for motions and bills such as the the motion on public consultation and public hearings on alternative policing models, which would include more mental health resources and having mental health experts as first responders during a mental health crisis, which is what we're pushing for today.
And I don't know if you heard about the new mental health strategy that they're thinking of doing. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, so we are definitely in support of this motion. We encourage all city councilors to pass this motion. It's really essential that those who are going through mental health crisis get the help that they need, as opposed to officers with guns to show up at their house. I just wanted to add a huge thank you to the community for their support, both online and in person at our events. We really appreciate it, and we hope to keep Abdi Rahman's name heard and still within our community and remembered.
All right, thank you so much, Ifra. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I am Jamisha Millard, and you just heard my short interview with Ifra Yusuf, the incoming chair of the Justice for Abdi Rahman Abdi Coalition. Our fight for justice isn't over, and we will keep going until change happens. The coalition and community members have since gathered several times to protest and honor Abdi Rahman Abdi.
To find out more, you can go to justiceforabdirahman.ca.
This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.